boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
We did it! Kind of. I had a dream.
We did it. Hooray.
Well, okay, before you get too excited... Today was a very those girls coded day. It started out with a dream and ended with tears. No, I'm just kidding. All week we've been talking about how I had said that a random dream job that I have is to be a window paint decorator at a business because we saw someone doing it months ago and I'm like, oh, that looks like so much fun. I want to do it. And Downtown Dogs Social Club down in the Kingston Yard area heard that and was like, hey, we got windows and we'd love for you to come give it a shot, even though you have no idea what you're doing, because I don't. So we did some voting this week on what the theme should be. And today, or the first half of the day we spent down at Downtown Dogs Social Club, it was gorgeous. We were having a great time. The art was flowing. Destiny even got a little bit crafty.
I did. It took me an hour and a half to step in. But I did it.
Well, you were loitering a lot. You're like, what can I be doing? I'm like, do you want to go? I didn't tell you can't do it. You just say that you can't.
So first I started with a star.
Yeah. And you were very insecure about that star. I'm not going to lie.
I was. And then you were like, well, how about you do
a beach ball.
And I was like, no. I don't think I'm qualified. So then I did it.
The beach ball was better than the stars.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And then I moved to palm trees. Might I say I killed a palm tree
game. They were even better than the beach ball.
Move over. I think I'm better than you. No, I'm just
You were on a roll and you were helping and you're speeding it up because we knew that some rain was coming. Unfortunately, somebody play Hillary Duff, Let the Rain Fall Down and Wake My Dreams.
That?
I don't think so.
I don't think I do.
Oh gosh, that darn tootin' rain, and we knew it was coming, but probably 50% of the paint has come off the window at Downtown Dog Social Club. So if you drive by, please do not be judgmental. It looked better. We got a really quick photo of it before it started kind of looking like a murder scene.
My beach ball's gone. I'm so sad.
I won't
get to see my beautiful work.
Did the beach ball make it into the picture?
The
picture's on Facebook.
Okay, yeah.
The Z Facebook page.
But tell me I'm beautiful.
yeah, but if you drive by, it is not there. So we
did
it.
I didn't make it into a picture. Oh, darn.
Well, no, you yelled at me, quick, get in there so we can get a picture. Because it started pouring rain. So, success until it wasn't.
Can you tell me that my beach ball is pretty?
Dude, the beach ball is great.
No, not you. I don't care about you. I mean the listeners.
I was very supportive of you today. What do you mean? This was my dream, by the way.
I didn't really get a lot of my artwork
admired.
Yeah, like on the refrigerator at home because I suck. So, you know, if you want to leave me really great comments... I'm not lying. I would make me feel better about myself. So.
Yeah, leave some comments. And then, again, if you drive by, please don't be judgmental. We're going to try to fix it.
I mean, please leave some for Taylor, but...
Was my dream. Don't make it about you. Don't do that.
But leave some for me. I could really use it.
Uh-huh. She can have 25%. I'll take the 75%.
Stop making it about you.
I think you should apologize to me for bullying me today.
I did not bully you. You're being a little dramatic there.
You did. I was living out my dream of being a window painter for Downtown Dogs Social Club.
You're going to get our second complaint this week. Come on now.
Okay, it was friendly bullying. But I roll up to Downtown Dogs. I'm unloading my supplies. Okay, I'm trying to feel really professional, even though I've never painted a window in my life. And you come rolling up. You get out of your car and you go, are you wearing a painter costume?
I did not. No, stop. That is not what I said. I said, look at you. You're wearing overalls. That's what I literally said. You're changing my words.
I wore my overalls.
You are trying to get me canceled.
I wore my overalls to dress for the job. Aren't you the one that
says? I think I even have a video of me saying, oh, look at you. You're wearing overalls. And you go, yeah, I'm dressing for the job that I want.
Yes. Yes. You're the one that always says that you should dress up for tests because it make you do better. I can dress up like I'm a real painter, even though I'm not, to do better.
Yes. I'm a firm believer. Vinton Schelsberg taught me this, that, you know, They always told us if you want to do well at a test, you dress nice and then you will do really good at that test. It's the same thing. Like, dress for the job that you want. You dressed for painting.
Being a painter.
You know, you always had that teacher in high school that would wear overalls and they were like an art teacher, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stereotypical.
Well, even like house painters, they wear overalls.
I would. You look hot.
Thanks. All right.
I'm not hitting on you. I'm just saying it looked good.
It was, I look like a painter. Thank you so much.
Weird. I made it weird. Now let's get going.
I'll take it because you know what? The one thing about overalls is that they do give you sag butt. So now I feel better. Thank you.
I didn't look at your butt, but thanks. Now I have to because you said that.
Okay, well, now this it's completely spun out of control.
You know when somebody says that? Now I feel like I have to look at your butt just to like confirm, you know? Now you made it weird.
Well, it's saggy, so go ahead. There's no, you're not going to get any information from that.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
One thing about adulting is that it never gets easier. Ever, ever, ever. That's just the beauty of growing up, I suppose.
Oh, I do not. You sound like my parents. Will you just be quiet?
No. Because I'm saying it because I also need to hear it, that it ain't ever going to get easier.
Can you make it easier?
Well, I feel like, and I know that me and you are this type of way, because we've like created Sweat Squad, right? Our private Facebook group that is a way to kind of reward, even maybe we're too old for rewards.
You and I like rewards in any sort of way. That's why we did Sweat Squad, and that's why we did Unplugged.
Yeah.
It was like a little chart where we can see progress. We like progress. We like reward.
A little pat on the back
mm-hmm.
as an adult. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And there's a girl on TikTok who's doing kind of a similar thing. She's calling it Joy Scouts. That is what started as her just kind of asking the universe, okay, grown women, if you could get a badge, kind of like a Girl Scout for completing something, what would be badges that you would want as an adult woman? And she got so much feedback and so many real things that women wanted to do, like schedule a mammogram, which is maybe something that you've been putting off, or you're like, I don't want to do that. But if I knew I was going to get a little reward for it, I'd be more inclined to do so. Or finally asking for that raise that you're like, I don't want to be that girl. I don't want to come off too needy. Or learning how to do a DIY project in your house, like adding crown molding, or being the one to take your car in for an oil change, which I know for like me personally is super intimidating and annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Allowing yourself to sleep in on a Saturday, whatever it may be. She's taken all of these, and now you can sign up to be part of Joy Scouts, that if you complete the one task that they send out each month, you get an actual embroidered badge.
Is this like a Girl Scout, Boy Scout kind of thing where you have like the
she had
sling.
A sash on.
Oh,
not
yeah.
a sling. It's a sash.
I don't know the difference. Okay.
Right. I was not a part of it.
That's cool. And then I can have the what'd you call it? A slash? The stash? The slash?
A sash?
Sling,
I don't, you're making sling. It sound not something a word anymore.
The slash sling.
The hash singing slasher?
That thingy.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I have a new dream that I want to do for a job. And this one, I just don't think our legal department will like. I think I want to ride in the back of a cop car.
Okay. That's not a job. I mean, unless the job is to be a criminal.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, God.
I'm saying. No, hear me out. Hear me out. I don't want to actually commit a crime because I'm a wuss and I just don't think I want a crime on my record. But as we were painting on the windows, I saw a sheriff drive by. He looked at me, I looked at him, and I go, wait a minute now. What if I rode in the back of that car? I've never been in one. I mean, I have.
Well, that was a unique situation, too, because it wasn't just like a cop car or a cop SUV. It was a van.
I saw another one. There was also the van, but I saw another.
Oh, I thought you meant the van, because the van was prisoner transport, which, in fact, you would need to be like a convict.
Oh, I do want to see in the back of that van.
Yeah.
That would be kind of cool. But I did see a sheriff. The sheriff looked at me. I looked at him, and I almost like waved him down and asked him if I could just, you know, take a little spin in there. Go for a little joyride.
Riding in the back.
Well, I think it would be fun.
Okay.
But Obviously, they always had the cop car or sheriff car or some car, right, at a school, and you would get to just, they kept the door open, and you would just get to sit and then get back out.
Uh-huh.
I want the door to shut, and I just want to around the block.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh.
But also, can we put my hands in handcuffs? And I want to put it behind my back. I want to feel it one time.
All right.
One time. What would it feel like if I was actually a criminal?
Why? I'm over here plotting. I'd like to surprise you with this. I want you to not know when it's happening.
Can we? Oh my God. Can we have me get arrested here one time?
Dude, I'm saying if you're a police officer, city of Cedar Rapids, whoever wants to make the drive, I think it would be fun. I want to coordinate with you behind Destiny's back and have you show up to the radio station.
Please.
And fake arrest her. But like, please, make it really real.
Please.
You could even taser.
Give me my rights.
Oh, you want the Miranda rights?
All of it. I want it all.
I think that would be
fun. Pat me down.
I think that would be fun.
Pat me down.
You'll never know that it's coming, and then you won't be like prepared for it, so you won't be able to think like how you're going to behave. Mm-hmm. And then what would be really funny is if I totally punked you and they weren't even real cops and they were just strippers. I love it.
I would.
I think you'd love that even more.
I was not expecting you to say that. But also,
you want to be put in cuffs.
Thank you. Is that my bachelorette party?
How fun. Yes.
I don't know what is going on, but I keep getting videos on my TikTok For You page where these like tarot card readers, fortune readers, whatever, keep telling me that I'm going to come across a load of money in the month of April. They're like, this video is for you in the month of April. You're going to come across like a raise or a load of money is going to float across your table.
I hate to tell you those videos are also for me because they keep coming across my my desk.
I always like, I love when they do, but they come across, I don't know what it is. We're only 3 days into the month of April, but it's like every other video, I swear, on my FYP. And they're like, if you want to claim this energy, which I'm like, yes, I do. I'm broke. And so they're like, tap the heart 3 times, put your loved ones in the comments, mm-hmm, things like that.
Send to 16 people, all of the things. Every time it comes up to me, though, I have to, I always say, I'm claiming this energy. I say it out loud because I feel
like really?
Yes.
That seems believable. I should start doing that.
I claim this energy, and then I will turn my phone to my my boyfriend, Curly, and I'll say, look what's coming for us. Because I want to claim the energy.
Look, sweetie, we're going to be rich.
Like, come on.
Do you then go play the lotto? Like, what do you do? Like, clearly you're not, like, doing something to get that
I
money.
Know. I don't know. I was, like, I don't know what else I need to do to claim the energy. I'm, like, considering social security number in the comments. I'm considering.
Here's my social security number. Drop it in there. Put it in my retirement.
Full debit card number, CVV included. I don't really know what else we can do.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I'm a little scared because this is a touchy subject for you right now, but you got on a little bit of a rant today, which is not uncommon.
It's every 2 seconds. What are you talking about?
Well, I did not know that you would get so heated about trees being put in your yard.
Okay, so I live with Marianne, and we got this little flyer in our mailbox saying that they're going to be putting trees in our neighborhood, which, let me put this out here right now. I am grateful. Mm-hmm. I am excited. Now, let me get into my rant. Why are we putting a tree in my yard, okay? Because neighbor man is also excited, but where he's saying that the tree is going is called the right of way or something like that. It's where there's the sidewalk and there's still that little bit of grass. So if the city gets to put a tree there, right, and they just get to determine where the tree goes on my property, which I guess is still, it's technically the city's, right?
It is.
Why do I have to mow it then? If it's technically the city's property, why do I have to mow it? Why? Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't know.
Why? Why?
I don't know. I don't work for the city.
That's what I want to know. So if you get to say where the tree goes and you get to plant it, why do I have to mow it?
I don't know.
And might I add, when that tree falls in another, let's say, derecho, and hits my house, who's paying for it? Mm-hmm. Me. Mm-hmm. Let's say it hits somebody's car in a thunderstorm. Who's paying for it? Me.
I wonder.
What happens? Again, I'm grateful. I'm excited for the tree. I want to put that out there. I'm just...
Right. Yeah, lead with that. No, can I present my idea that's like less angry?
Yeah.
Go on. Okay, so what if you email your city and you say, will you support me in putting a tree house in this? Will they pay for a tree house? Because it's city property. It could.
Am I even allowed to put a tree house on that tree?
I don't know.
Am I allowed to put Christmas lights on that tree?
I don't know. Well, it's going to be a baby tree for probably quite some time. But
that's what I want to know. Like, what rights do I have mm-hmm. to that tree that you're putting on, well, it's your property, but on my property?
Yeah, I guess I never thought about, like, obviously you shouldn't do it because a lot of the time there's like environmental initiatives behind them putting all these trees in or whatever. But do they ever struggle with people like they get one installed and somebody just rips it right out?
I know. Are you going to find me if I just do that? I wouldn't. Again, I'm grateful.
You're not
going to
do that.
No, I'm excited. And I want the tree. I want to make that clear. I want the tree. I'm excited about the tree. I just don't understand why you get to put a tree in my property. Again, I'm excited. It's a free tree. I am not complaining whatsoever. I just don't understand adulting things. You know, that's where I'm just confused. I'm just a dummy.
You should make a birth certificate for the tree, and you're just not on it because you didn't put it there, I suppose.
That's where I'm getting upset. Why can't I put the tree there? You know?
Well, you could, but you're lazy, and you're not planting any trees. That's why there's room for them to put the trees in the yard.
Can I Let's have a ceremony? Real. Can the city show up for me? And can I do a whole thing, a ribbon cutting, a ceremony? And the mayor shows up for me.
Just because you planted a tree?
Yes.
Let me know how that goes. I'll take an invite to that ceremony. I am a professional Googler on my side of the table during this show, I swear to God. Because you asked a really important question, or interesting, I guess, which is a lot of cities have initiatives where they go around and they plant trees in the spring, including in the right-of-way section in your yard. That's the yard before... In front of the sidewalk, I guess.
I'd like to believe it's technically my property if I have to mow it.
Well, the law says technically it ain't, so shut up and take the tree. But I'm Googling over here, all right? Because I don't know anything, and you don't know anything either. So somebody's got to Google. I Googled, why is it okay for the city to put trees in your yard wherever they want?
Yeah, why?
That's basically what you were asking. Lots of information. It's public property, blah, blah, blah. What's interesting is that if you wanted to plant a tree in the right-of-way, you can't. Unless you have a permit.
What?
You have to have a permit to...
But again, I have to mow it. Again, uh-huh. I have to mow
yeah.
it. Oh, this makes me so mad.
You have to have a right-of-way permit to plant, remove, or prune trees in the right-of-way itself.
I'm going to start not mowing that section.
Okay. Well, that's
just
not
to
very
prove
nice.
A point.
Okay. But can I give you a positive?
Fine.
Because like we said, we know there's most of the time it's an environmental initiative.
Yes.
Right? To not only
I'm excited.
Make the neighborhoods look nicer, to improve air quality. But something else I didn't think about that they say is a benefit of city planted trees is to provide shade that's going to cut down on your cooling costs.
I am. Again.
They're saving you money.
I know. Again. If I haven't said it a million times, I am excited that they're putting a tree in our yard.
But you are ungrateful.
No, I said ungrateful. It sounds ungrateful. I know it does. Coming out of my mouth. I have been sounding very ungrateful for the last 10 minutes. I am grateful. I am excited. I just don't understand how you get to put it there, but yet I have to mow it. I just don't understand.
Yeah.
But I am excited about, I have to wait 20 more years before it will finally reduce the cost of my, you know, air conditioning.
Well, good news is
it's going to take 20 years for that, Taylor.
Yeah,
you know that, right?
But the best
I'm gonna
news
be dead.
Is that you don't commit to mowing. You make neighbor man do it. So I don't know what you're on this rant about because you mow once and then you quit for the rest of the summer. So shut your trap and enjoy your free freaking tree.
In 20 years, I will be dead.
Well, that's... Jeez.
a really exciting weekend ahead of moving couches. Please be thinking of my back.
I literally was just thinking, I have my heated pad on my back right now. I'll make sure to send it home with you on my way out the door.
I might need it because I told you earlier this week that your girl loves a freebie hand-me-down, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My oldest sister, gosh, this is what they're there for. She is getting rid of her couch. She got a new, nicer, bigger one and was like, hey, you want to take this, a.k.a. do you want to haul it on out of here so we don't have to deal with it?
We all have that one older sibling that has their life together financially.
Yes.
And then they give you their bed, their couches.
I'll take it all.
Everything.
I will take it all gladly.
And that's what is in all of our houses, our as younger siblings.
That's exactly right.
And people are like, oh, where'd you get your couch? You're like,
my sissy.
The sissy
my
department.
My big sissy department. treated me well with that one. So tomorrow's going to be the day that we have to do all of the actual moving at all. Because downstairs in our current place, we have a sofa. It's torn to crap. I've had it since college. My cats
it's got
have
beer
got-
all over it?
No. No. If I didn't have my cats, it would be in fine condition, honestly. But we... when the cats were kittens, they used it as a scratch post.
Mm.
They've torn up the bottom and will go up and lay inside of it. It's just, it's time for it to go.
Is that the one with the mouse in it?
No, that's the one that's upstairs. So we need to move that out and I can't donate it. It's in such horrible condition that I got to take it to the dump. And then we got to also move this new couch in. Now, I don't have a big enough vehicle. My boyfriend Curly doesn't. We're kind of at that age that we got to stop asking to borrow people's trucks and stuff. So we're being real grown-ups and we're getting ourselves a U-Haul. But I'm going to have a little bit of bonding time with his brother beforehand. While he's at work, me and him are going to take care of loading up the old couch, taking it to the dump, and driving it back to our place because I'm too scared to drive a U-Haul. So we're going to have some one-on-one alone time moving heavy objects. It's going to be really interesting. Team bonding, me and his brother.
This is perfect time.
For?
Perfect time. Because you're not married yet.
That is correct. Thanks for the reminder.
Well, that was not in any sort of way. This is your alone time with the brother.
Yeah.
I need you to get a journal out tonight and think of all the questions that you need to know about Curly before you get married. That only a brother would know.
Okay.
Like I'm talking about. Dirty things.
Ew.
Not okay.
What do you mean?
Not like that.
Well, I don't know. What do you mean?
Like, I don't know. Does he wash his hands every time after he goes to the bathroom?
Mm.
Things that you would want to know before you marry this man.
I don't know if I want to know that.
What's the likelihood he's going to cheat on you? Has he ever cheated on a girl? You know, things like that. How good is he actually with his money? You know, he might tell you he's good with his money, but his family would know, is he actually good with his money? This is your time.
Okay, so you're telling me that I'm going to move these couches into the home that I share with him to potentially find out he's the worst guy ever.
This is your time.
Sounds like a terrible idea.
I think it's great. You're alone with a brother who would have to tell you the honest truth.
Mm-hmm.
And alone in a U-Haul. What, is he going to run out of a U-Haul? Tuck and run? No. No. He's alone with you. He has to tell the truth.
Yeah. I think I'm going to talk about the weather. Actually, I'm choosing that.
Sometimes your best friend knows you way more than you know yourself. And Taylor knows that I'm getting engaged this weekend.
I have an inkling. I have a feeling. I have a tingle in my toe.
Her spidey senses are spideying.
Which is hilarious because I feel like you've been very... quiet about it.
Because nothing is nothing.
The last time I feel like you had a feeling was New Year's Eve.
Yes, because that is a really important date for us. That was when we had our very first date ever.
Mm-hmm.
And actually when we had, kind of first met each other too. So that was kind of when I was really paying attention to every little thing. How did he blow his nose? How did he walk through a door? Like every little detail was not safe. But I'm watching him like a hawk, but nothing is really off for me. I will tell you this. I do know he has offered to now start paying for my nails.
Right. And that's been a thing for a while, though.
but he hasn't yet. He will start paying for the next set, which will be next Saturday. And he's been making sure to know when does he need to start paying. And he asked me like 2 days ago, he looked at my nails and he goes, okay, how much longer do we have with these? And I said, he's like, are you going to get them done this Saturday? And I go, no, it'll be next Saturday.
You dingus.
What?
Because, oh my God. Okay, so the other important date, because I know everything about your life because you make me know it against my will, is that he asked you to be his girlfriend on Easter. Now, Easter falls on a different day every year, obviously, and that was the 31st. But Easter is Sunday. Now, remind me, how did he ask you to be his girlfriend? In an egg?
He sent me on a little scavenger hunt in his apartment. With little Easter eggs. There was Easter eggs around his apartment, and I had a little Easter basket, and I went around. And at the end of it, there was a gold egg, and then there was a card that there was little puns in it, like, I'm egg-cited to be your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And then, will you be my girlfriend? There was something else. I can't remember the pun. And there was a bunny. There was a bunny, stuffed bunny.
Okay, so he had asked if you could get your nails done this Saturday, which is the day before Easter, because right now, you got some bunnies on your fingies, all right? They're cute, but I know if you put a ring on, you're going to be ticked off that there's a furry creature on your ring finger.
How dare you let me have a furry creature on here?
I feel like that was the end. That's my number one thing, is that could he be recreating the original ask? I don't know. Could there be a golden egg? I don't know. Are you going to go see his family after? Probably. So could this happen in the morning and then you can go celebrate with his family at Easter dinner? Probably also an option. I also know that you picked up your wedding dress. How did they act there? Anything strange? Because I know that he's kind of been working with those same people for photography.
All they said was, okay, we don't have anything left with you. And then they're like, wait, we do need to do photos with you. And then they're like, well, we can't say anymore. Because I'm not allowed to know when the photos are, because clearly I can't be there.
Right. I don't know. I have a feeling. I think that you might be blind to all the signs.
So you think it's happening?
I think you need to... I love the bunnies on your nails. I think you need to go get those off.
Get those furry creatures off now.
The relationship is between you and neighbor man. We don't need any extra bunnies in this special moment. I didn't realize that the FaceTime call that I got from my sister during the show yesterday was eating you alive inside.
Well, because this is a sister that has never once interrupted our show from 3 to 7. I think your family knows better. They know that when we're on... And they know not to interrupt during those hours.
Totally. They know that I don't have very long to chit-chat, you know what I mean, when we're on the radio.
But she's FaceTiming you during the show, and you're like, I'll probably just, like, decline it, whatever. And I'm, like, looking at you, I'm like, this is one that has never, ever FaceTimed you. Clearly, this is an emergency. Answer it.
So I did, because there was music playing. I'm like, okay, I got a couple seconds. I'll answer. And I immediately, nose in the camera. Uh-huh. And I go, hey, is this an emergency? And she goes, not really. She flips the camera and goes, I'll text you. And I'm like, okay, great. So crisis averted.
Okay. So is it like, she stepped on a crack and... broke your mom's back?
I hope not. I hope my mom's okay. No.
I shouldn't joke about that. Mama Chris Jenner, are you good?
All right.
Okay, is it... pigs are flying for the first time.
No.
She lives in a different state, so things could be going crazy over there.
No.
Her refrigerator is running. You know, like, you would prank call and you'd be like, is your refrigerator running? Hers is physically running, like, ran away.
I don't... No. I think it was still in place.
Oh, okay. I don't know. She won the lotto. Dude, she better not call you. She won the lotto.
I'm sorry. That would be an emergency. If she won the lotto, the answer should have been yes, this is an emergency.
Well, sorry. If she won the lotto, I hope she didn't call you and she just changed her name and moved to another country.
Well, that's not fair. No, nothing of the sort. She flipped the camera and showed press-on nails.
What?
And then when she texted me and said, I need help deciding which press-on nails I should put on, because I'm, if you didn't know, press-on nail queen. So she was consulting the guru, which is me. It was a press-on nail emergency.
She interrupted this scheduled program for press-on nails?
Well, I don't think we work later than normal people. I don't think she realized that
I was at work.
She interrupted a live show for nails.
Yeah, I would say that's an emergency.
We should have put her on the radio.
Well, she did want an opinion on which color to go with, so the people could have chimed in, actually.
Reporting live, it's Taylor's sister. What nails should she get?
Yeah, I'm sure people would be really invested.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Well, I'm getting booted from the thing with my name on it. Not even just that. Every once in a while, Destiny's like, I have something that I've been seeing all over the internet, and I want to surprise you with it. This was like an extreme version. You have banned me from my phone since like last night, basically.
I literally told you you were not allowed on TikTok.
You
can't be on the internet at all.
And I really haven't. So I have no idea what you're talking about, unless it's something that I saw days ago. I don't know. And then you also just roped in Spencer from 1600 ESPN.
I'm a busy man, okay? I have things to do, and now I'm in here. What's going on?
Well, it's sports.
It's got to be big.
It's for, oh, it is. It is. And it's sports related.
Okay. Well, yes. That's concerning coming from you.
Coming up on July 18th, the Madison Mallards. Do you know anything about them?
I do, actually. Yeah. College Northwoods League team, Madison, Wisconsin.
Great, I didn't know.
Baseball?
Yeah, yes. Yep. Baseball team, yep. Are introducing wiener wallets.
Pardon?
Wait, huh?
I don't know if I like that.
Is this radio friendly? Are we sure?
Wiener wallets. It's equipped with a carrier, perfect size to hold your hot dog.
Again, is this radio friendly?
Yes. What is it? A wallet it's that okay. also
listen,
has a
listen,
hot dog
shut holder? Up. It's only for the game on July 18th with the Madison Mallards for $21. It literally is like, you remember back at like, you know how like your fanny pack wraps around your whole waist?
Yeah.
It's exactly like that. One little pocket is it for your wallet. And then the next thing right next to it is literally a carrier for your hot dog. So it's gold.
It's a holster.
It's a holster for your hot dog.
Wow.
It is gold. I've got a photo of it for you guys. Please see the wiener wallet. Can we do something like that?
I didn't realize this was a problem. I mean,
it's not April Fool's too, you guys.
I was going to say, did you check the date? What date did you see this? Was it Wednesday?
If
it was Wednesday,
sources.
You got.
I checked multiple sources before I presented it on the radio. It's real. $21.
I have a question for the class. Who on God's green earth is getting a hot dog and not eating it immediately, but you're like, I'm going to put it in my pocket? That's disgusting.
I was literally going to drive wherever this is to go get it.
It's in Madison, the capital city. It's just up Highway 151.
Okay.
Easy drive.
And you're going to carry a hot dog around?
Well, I'm
just, it has an inappropriate name.
Okay, so
why are you guys grilling me? Sometimes their hot dogs are 2-for-1.
Well, yeah, but also
double fisting it.
But when you buy a hot dog, don't you usually put like mustard and stuff on it? So you're going to put all that in your pocket and getting all nasty and gross. Like, I don't want mustard in my pocket.
You just
want to
walk around and say, I have a wiener in my pocket.
Well, yes, I do.
Oh, immature.
It's those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 3:10 and 5:10 on Z102.9.
2 weeks. Without an iPhone, could you do it? And you have to be with a dumb phone, is what people would call it. You know, like a flip phone.
That would be a challenge. I'm not going to lie.
That is what one guy did. And his name, Bob Weir. He broke up with his iPhone for 2 full weeks in honor of the 50th anniversary of Apple.
Interesting. 50th anniversary, you're breaking up with it. That's weird.
I know. Okay. It's weird, but he did like it anyways. He kind of felt like he was getting a little addicted to his phone.
Fair.
And so he's like, for 2 whole weeks, I want to break up with my iPhone and see what that does for my brain. And you and I have been kind of thinking about the exact same thing. That's why we started Unplugged with those girls in the afternoon. We have been doom scrolling a little too much on our FYP on TikTok. We are posting maybe too much on Instagram or seeing what everybody's, you know, doing on Facebook, things like that. That's why we created Unplugged. We want to get to our hobbies again. We want to go out and hang out with our friends in the real world. And if you want to get a part of that, check out KZIA.com, click on Unplugged and get that little chart. It's a fill-in chart for every hour that you spend off your phone. get a fill in and show off every hour that you do spin off.
It's a little Easter eggs this month, so it's cool. It's really fun.
But there's actually benefit science to prove that it's good.
Mm-hmm.
So Bob Weir did this. For 2 whole weeks, he was off his iPhone, and he did brain scans and tests before the 2 weeks and then after. Okay, he went to Ontario's Western University, where they actually study screen time and its effects. Fun fact, before I get too much into it, they did a test. They do screen stuff and things like that. They found out that teens spend over 8 hours on screens, and that was in 2021. We're in a 2026. I can only imagine how much more time that has gone up.
Oh, I can't imagine. I get embarrassed every time I go to the eye doctor and they say, how much screen time do you have a day? And I'm like, well, I'm on my phone a lot. And then my job is all completely on screens. So pretty much the entire time I'm awake.
You're like, how long am I awake? 13 hours?
Yeah, about that.
So he did the test. He noticed personally that he felt like after the first week, his social media cravings went down. He wasn't craving getting on Facebook. Yeah. He even his son wasn't craving to grab his phone and play with it. He's like toddler.
Mm.
But here's what the test found out. That his reaction time to things improved a fifth of a second. That's a 23% improvement in reaction time.
Interesting. Because he doesn't have his nose buried in his phone. Uh-huh. He's actually paying attention.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Look at that. Unplugged could be I don't know, saving us, making us smarter, things like that. I don't know.
I would probably, people would be less likely to be like, are you listening to me? Are you paying attention? Because you're not looking at your uh-huh. phone. I think I could do it, but just having it in front of me, I'm bored. You know what I mean? It's just second nature, nobody's doing anything right now. I'm just going to pick up my phone and scroll on Instagram.
Call me crazy, but you know what I was thinking?
Huh.
I was thinking, I keep saying the whole reason I can't step away from my iPhone, or I couldn't go to a dumb phone is what people call them, right? Is because I like my alarm clock on my iPhone.
Yeah.
I thought about getting an old-fashioned alarm clock.
Oh.
I was looking at them. I'm thinking about it. Do I do it? It kind of feels vintage.
It feels vintage, and it feels like another excuse to use when you're running late.
Yeah, my alarm
ran out of batteries.
Neighbor man said one sentence to me last night that really solidified to me, he's never going to cheat, ever.
I'm glad you got that clarity.
I don't ever have to go through his phone ever again. And I want to present this sentence to you because I know for a fact you are also going to think the exact same thing.
We'll see about that.
I know I was probably saying something stupid like I always be saying, would you love me if I'm a worm? Things like that, okay? I think I was saying something what do you not love me? Or are you just going to put that in your other woman's basket for Easter, right? Real stupid, toxic, things like that, okay? And he said, I don't remember what you're talking, but I do know this was the sentence. He said, I would rather have more time video gaming than have a second girlfriend. And I was you know what? He's never going to cheat on me. He cares more about video gaming than having a second chick.
Yeah.
I'm solid.
I think that
And I think Curly's the same way.
I would say the same thing. Now, would I have believed that in college?
Wait, with Curly or you mean any man?
With a college dude when you're in that phase of life because you have more time on your hands. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Where it's all right, but what are you doing this weekend?
But
are
now they got gaming? Big boys at jobs, you know?
Yeah, they work all day. They clean the house for mm-hmm. us. They maybe help with dinner. And then we beg them to hang out. And then they only get, an hour or so on the weekends or whatever. And I will make you feel bad about it when you do. So.
You're not wrong. You only get an hour. And I'm going to make you feel so guilty when you do that.
Yeah, if he was if you gave me the option to have a secret girlfriend or a video game, I would believe him if he said video game because I hardly allow him any time.
I want you to go home tonight and say, would you rather have more time to game or to have a side chick? And I guarantee Curly's going to say the same thing. Oh my God, please let me game more.
I think he's just going to say, what is wrong with you? Why would you ever think that?
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical
time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason. Destiny.
You have those situations where you just feel absolutely embarrassed. For me, it's especially when I'm in a new environment, a place that I'm not familiar with. Maybe a new office, maybe a new gym. Mm. New store where you're like, wait, do we grab the basket or do we grab a cart or do we keep everything in our hands? I don't know. I'm so embarrassed.
I am in a constant state of, am I going to get embarrassed?
Mm-hmm.
I get secondhand embarrassment mm-hmm. for others very easily.
Me too.
I hate being embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared of being embarrassed.
I think she's embarrassed right now.
I'm embarrassed about being embarrassed.
Well, we're talking about with tonight's trivia question. 38% of adults are embarrassed by this minor thing. What is it?
I bet I'm part of it. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
She's like, just call it. I bet you I know the answer to tonight's trivia question. She don't even know the answer, but I bet you she could just figure it out.
It could literally be like how I get out of bed in the morning, and I'd be like, oh my God, that is embarrassing.
That was the answer.
Aw, snap.
It wasn't.
That would be really specific.
Can you imagine if you got it right away?
That'd be crazy.
Do you have a guess? Or was that your guess?
Well, no. Give it to me again.
Okay. 38% of adults are embarrassed by this minor thing. What is it?
Like the speed of my windshield wipers.
That is so freaking good.
It's very accurate today. I feel like I had mine blasting and then it stopped raining and I'm like, oh my God, I have to turn them down. Everybody's going to think I'm crazy.
Everyone on 380 is laughing at me.
They think I'm so dramatic. No, I live with that daily.
That is so good, but not the answer, but so good.
Well, it's something I truly do get embarrassed about. So if you're
and
one
somebody
of my people,
was laughing on at you.
And then there's somebody else that's in their car right now and then is like, I see you. I feel you. I am you.
Somebody listening to us right now and was like, oh my God, my wipers have been going. I'm embarrassed right now.
Make yourself known, please. And also text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
I hate to be embarrassed. I really do. It's one of my worst things. As soon as I get embarrassed, well, I start overthinking it. And then I actually do get embarrassing, like in real life. Does that make sense? Like,
yes.
I wasn't acting embarrassing, but then I'm like, I start to think about being embarrassed and then I actually then overthink it and then I become embarrassing. And now I think I'm becoming embarrassing right now.
Yeah.
She's like, shut up and get to the Let's Get Quizzical.
No, that's what my brain sounds like almost every day. It does.
We're actually talking about being embarrassing with tonight's trivia question. 38% of adults are embarrassed by this minor thing. What is it?
You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, 38-20 said embarrassed meeting other parents.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine, dude, I would be, there's some crazy like parent shamers out there. I'd be like, oh my God, are they judging how we got out of our car? Oh my God, are they judging for like the lunch I sent to school with mm-hmm. them?
Are they judging what my kids are wearing?
I would feel very unsure. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Constantly.
That's why I'm like, I think about it some days and then there are other days that I'm like, I don't know if I want to be a parent because I just know I'll go to the grocery store and someone's going to make a comment like, don't you think the kid needs to be wearing more clothes? Okay, well, don't you think you should keep your mouth shut?
Hey, that's a good response. It is.
Someone might slap me. That's why I just don't think I could be a parent because I just don't think I'll be able to keep my mouth shut when they make mean comments to me.
At all. At all.
99.92, I can't read, said cooking in front of others. This is why I don't cook.
Yeah. I feel like even now, if I had, I don't like an audience. I don't like people watching me.
Yeah, I remember when we've done a couple times of like, what's our cocktail thing we've done?
Holiday spirits.
Holiday spirits. You wouldn't really like let me watch you. So it's a
no,
good thing.
Because it's pressure.
Because so it's a good thing that we'd have like a couple monitors, a couple computers in front of me because you wouldn't really let me look at you when you were. It was just cocktails.
Because I don't know. I'm like, does she think I'm pouring it weird? And now I'm embarrassed.
I think for you, you should be more concerned if I'm judging you for the amount of alcohol that you're putting in there. And I'm never judging. I'm always thinking there could be more.
Period. 1123 said buying toilet paper at the store.
Can I add that? Hello.
I second that.
Tampons.
I second that.
It's a woman thing. I need to buy it, but I don't know why. It's a woman thing. We have to do it. Hello. I start thinking that people are looking at what else is in my cart, you know, mm-hmm. which again, I'm like, yes, there's hot Cheetos in there. Yes, there's chocolate. Yes, there's ice cream in there. Yes, there's soda. Yes, I'm on it. Okay.
Thanks.
I'm having cravings right now. Mm. You know, like I start to think that they're like mm-hmm. judging me. So then I get embarrassed by my cravings when mm-hmm. I'm on my period.
Mm-hmm. I don't like buying undies. Same thing. It's just like toilet paper to me. I'm like, you got to self-check out when you get the undies.
I was not expecting that. Just very confidently. I'm embarrassed about buying undies. I was not expecting you to say that.
Oh, I'm serious. I have to make sure I have 10 items or less so I can go through self-check.
What do you do with Victoria's Secret? You have to go through somebody.
Well, okay, so that's different because it's an undies store. But if you're like at the big box.
You're talking Target.
Target, Walmart, whatever, uh-huh. where there's other things.
What about a swimsuit? It's like the same thing.
Ah, see, that doesn't bother me. I don't know why. Probably because I know I'm going to hate it.
What about a bra? Can I ask?
I would feel weird about that too a little bit. Like,
really?
You don't need to know about what's Monder garments are up to.
Okay.
Mind your business. That's what I have to say.
Don't look at him.
No, that's why.
Are you embarrassed?
Self-check.
Are you embarrassed by the person checking it out or by the people around you?
Mostly the person checking it out because I feel bad that they have to like pick it up and like take them off the little hanger or like
girl.
If there's a security tag, I'm like, well, this is weird because now you know that you touched my underwear and I know that you touched my underwear.
As somebody who worked at Victoria's Secret, I can tell you we never thought that.
Well, that's what my brain tells
me. No. When we're picking up your underwear, like your under, and we're like taking off the hanger mm-hmm. or whatever, we're taking the security tag off. We're like, ooh, I might have to buy that one too.
Okay, again, that's Victoria's Secret though.
Okay, and
Sam from Target does not want to see my undies.
I think if I worked at Target, I would think the same thing. I'm not like, oh, why is she getting a thong? It's a Tuesday. I wouldn't do that. Other people are doing that, but I wouldn't do that. Come on now.
I'm just saying.
Like, who's doing that?
I don't know. The tween high school kid that's working at the register I'm like, wow, this is weird.
Don't go through a 13-year-old boy now.
That's what I'm saying. I choose self-check every time.
Way to make it weird. Just going through the 13-year-old boy.
I go through the self-check. That's what I'm saying.
Now I understand. I wouldn't either. 38% of adults are embarrassed by this minor thing. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer is coming up in 3 minutes.
Can you imagine
minutes.
If that really was the only option? Was just like...
That is a thing sometimes. Because you can't go through self-check if you have more than 10 items.
Oh,
and
my
then
God.
You end up, hey, we're open down here. And it's like, I got... Like
throw the panty,
the
dude.
Bikini bottom.
Throw it.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I'm not getting it this time. Sorry,
no,
I can't.
I'll just wear the holy ones.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck in a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on
Z102.9. The question tonight, 38% of adults are embarrassed by this minor thing. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
I feel this very personally. Not being able to remember names.
Oh, God.
I am so bad at this. It's not even funny. But 38% of adults are embarrassed because they're not able to remember people's names. And it's so bad. Like... I could have talked to you at least like 10 times in my life and I might not remember your name. To be honest with you, I'm so bad at names. And then there's my boyfriend neighbor man. And he works in the food industry. You could come into that restaurant one time and you could order, let's say, mac and cheese one time. You come in the second time and he'll go, "Well, hello there, Frank, who ordered mac and cheese with chicken on top last time. Are you going to order the same thing?"
Mm-hmm.
And that's why people love him. They're like, "How did you know I ordered the chicken with the mac and cheese on top?" Or, you know, vice versa or whatever. "Hey, my name's Frank. How did you know?" He's so good. I literally, I hate him for it.
I don't possess that skill. I wish I did. I don't know how you learn that. But you could tell me, I mean, we meet right now and I say, hi, I'm Taylor. Nice to meet you. And you say, hi, I'm Destiny. And immediately, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Uh-huh.
I already forgot because I already am thinking about the next thing I'm supposed to say.
Yeah, I know.
Or I'm trying to remember my own name. And don't blink too much and look weird. I have so many other things that I'm thinking of. I can't think about what your name is.
No, dude, here's the thing. I got like 3 brain cells, okay?
Yeah.
And one of them's got to remember to not turn the oven on every single night and leave it on. The other one's got to remember where my keys are. And the other one's got to remember where my phone is. Okay? So remembering your name, I don't got a brain cell for that.
Got to harvest a 4th brain cell for that.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.